Lesson 6. Quite a bit of information on this page dealing with our left hand, the bass keyboard, dealing with bass clef. You'll notice that you've got two angles, a vertical rose, and if you notice that C that's colored black, that's your main location button, and you put your fourth finger on that. Also, make sure your hand is inside the bellows strap far enough so that the bottom joint of your thumb is right on the corner of the bass panel. And your fingers in the left have to be very curved, even more so than the right hand, because when you press a finger down, you do not want to touch any other button because it will sound pretty bad. So each button is played by itself. Now you'll find on some other pages, occasionally we'll play two buttons together, but there'll be a C and a C major, or maybe a G and a G major, whatever it says. Study this page. There's a lot of things here that will save time because, like I said, the CD is only so long. Look at the bass keyboard geometry. Above C, directly above, vertical, is G. Below C is F. Now, in back of C is C major with your third finger. And that is a C major chord. A chord is three or more notes sounding together. And so when you press that one button down, it has a sound that if you played three notes in the right hand. This is one of the advantages of the accordion. The accordionist right off the bat can do this. Takes a pianist probably 5 or 6 years to do well. In fact, they really couldn't go that fast. That is impossible, just about. So generally, when you hear a pianist do that, they're using two hands, see? Okay, and so we don't write all three notes out. That'd be kind of tedious. So all we have to do is write one note. Now, you're going to notice that your notes for the bass clef are in different positions than the treble clef. Everything in the left hand is written one space or one line below the same letter name as the treble clef. Now if you look carefully here, you'll see that the C bass is written on the second space up. Just memorize that, because in the left hand you don't have as many variables as you do in the right hand. You have a lot of repeating going on because your left hand is accompaniment. Your left hand is also like a three-piece band, kind of. Your bass notes are like a string bass. Your chord is like a guitar chord. And then when you play rhythm, like a poor man's drummer. So you got three musicians in one over there. It's pretty neat. Accordion is quite a sophisticated instrument. Now, if you notice that bass chart, we have a row that's right in front of the bass row. I didn't put the names in there because it wouldn't be too confusing yet. It's also a vertical row, and it's called the counter bass row. And all it is just another fundamental bass row that's offset. And you'll find a little bit later in the course that there is a button called E right in front of C. So here's C, and you use your same fourth finger. And you'd be playing E, of course. And you'll see that. We'll talk more about that later. So that's called a counter bass roll. And you also, if you take again and look at that bass keyboard geometry, you'll see that in front of C is E, counter bass. See that angle? In back of C is C major. Above C is G. Below C is F. So make sure you have that geometry thing in mind there. The rest of this you want to read and review always when you start your practice each day. After a while, of course, it'll be on automatic, won't it? In fact, you won't even be practicing this page because you'll have it perfect anyway, see? So now make sure your fourth finger's on C bass and use your master switch in the left hand. If you happen to have a bass piano switch, use that. Bass piano switch is just a little softer sounding than the master. If you have a bass piano, I suggest you use it. If you don't, then use your master switch, which is your big low switch. Some accordions might have two switches, and one of them will be the tenor, which will be a little higher, see? You're going to be playing your left-hand bass notes the same way you did your right hand. Each one is going to be held three counts. One, two, three. One, two, three. And you press it down on one, and you lift on three. And I won't be playing all of them because they're all the same anyway. G, of course. Two, three. F, one, two, three. So when you say three, make sure you lift off.